game ball number one, held in the highest honor. That does go to Chris Boswell, who, if you can, try to find a way to bet on him for NFL MVP after that game. The only source of points.
Who would be the kicker? Who would be the kicker he would join in the annals of history as the only other kicker MVP? 1982. Come on, big guy. You can do it.
It was the strike season,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, it was. You can do it.
I don't know the guy's name.
Mark Moseley.
Yeah. Okay.
It's Chris Boswell looking for his sixth make of the day, and he's got it. And that's been everything for the Steelers. Six made field goals, three takeaways.
Man, we all know what he's capable of. I don't think anybody in that locker room is surprised, by what he was able to do. As a matter of fact, he loves it. You know what I mean? Like, I've been around this guy a long time, man. He wants the long ball. He's built for it. And I think it's just really displayed in my confidence in him, man. I don't have any hesitation to send him out there. As a matter of fact, I look forward to sending him out there because I know he relishes it. And so we're thankful for that.
And for the most part, Tomlin played for it. That first drive, he had a third and six, and he gave the ball to Cordarrelle Patterson on a run up the middle to just play for the long field goal. And he, I think somewhat to his credit, knew that it was not going to be a high-scoring game and that he is a kicker with a big leg who makes 50-yard-plus field goals at a higher clip than anybody in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So once inside the 40-yard line, you're in scoring range, and just don't screw it up in this game. Don't turn the ball over. Don't take a penalty. Don't take a bad sack. On third down, I mean, he probably remembered Fields in the preseason against Houston took a bad sack and got the Steelers knocked out of field goal range. So in that respect, I do give Tomlin credit because he knows he has a competitive advantage at kicker, and he used it in this game, and they don't win without that.
He clearly played for it. They also clearly view him. He has ascended to the rare tier for kickers. I think his guys, look, the rest of that team looks at him as a true football player and not a kicker.
Like when he called out Matt Canada.
Because he's so good.
I like that.
He's so good. I think Tucker was that way. Vinatieri was that way.
Yeah, I mean, and he's won them how many games?
And then there are guys like Jay Feely who wore the armbands to try to make it look like they had big biceps. I don't think he was ever looked
at. Didn't he wear gloves, too?
Oh, yes. Feely? Yes.
He's friends with Tom Brady.
He had quite a look about him on the field.
Don, game ball number two.
Number two goes to T.J. Watt. Three quarterback hits, two tackles for loss, a sack, a big fumble recovery in the middle of that game. Should have had another one, depending on who you ask. With that big officiating snafu that took place.
And miscommunication there in the timing. It deflected off of the motion man, and T.J. Watt's on top of it. Self-inflicted wound right there for the Falcons.
You know, there's a lot to correct, obviously, but it's great to see us take the ball away. Anytime our offense can possess the ball and we can take the ball away, that's usually a good formula for success. But there's just so much room for growth. We have a lot of great guys on this defense, a lot of great schematics as well, so sky's the limit.
I usually get accused of being a T.J. Watt, like, not a hater, but a guy who undercuts him sometimes on this show or says other guys are better. I don't know if it's because I thought Atlanta would look really good on offense or whatever it was. That was one of those games where I felt like I was sitting there watching it like every other Steelers fan does, going, God almighty, this guy is ridiculous. His stats, actually, I thought undersold how good he was in this game. He was awesome.
He went up against a legit offensive tackle. He did not have some schlub over there. It's McGarry, who got paid bigly by the Falcons and is considered one of the better offensive tackles in all of football. So, dominant performance. We've seen Watt single-handedly win the Steelers opening games before, like the Bills game. A couple of years ago, in this case, he was equally dominant. He just had help from his kicker and some others. So we knew that was going to happen. Watt was going to get a game ball.
One more thing on him. You know, fumble recoveries are seen as like a lucky play. Both of you know that, right? Like the analytics guys will tell you that's pure luck. His fumble recovery is one of the least lucky ones I've ever seen. No way he should have gotten on that ball.
Three guys were there for Atlanta.
Yep. Kirk Cousins made a little bit of a Cam Newton business decision. He looked like he was lurching down to that ball.
Man, he looked awful.
He looked like he was ready for the glue factory.
And I'm a Kirk Cousins guy. I mean, they can't be feeling – I know it's week one. Can't be feeling great.
They got a lefty warming up in the bullpen.
I was just going to say,
Penix was the big winner.
I think he's going to play before the season's out, probably because Cousins gets hurt because he can't protect himself right now.
All right, number one game ball, Donnie.
I happily give. Well, technically, this is the
third
three
one because we
ball.
Went Boswell.
I went one, two, three.
Gotcha.
Yes. But I'll happily give it to this guy. I was a little bit doubtful of him coming into the season of what we would see from this dude. Dante Jackson gets it.
From the Steeler 47. Cousins from a collapsing pocket. Throws an interception. Dante Jackson. In his Steelers debut. Inside the 20. He dropped an interception in the first half. If
yes,
given the choice, he'd say, I'd probably take this one. In the fourth quarter, returns it 48 yards.
I thought just in-game adjustments. They had ran that play to score where they was seeing three high and they was just trying to hide a guy and send him up the sideline. That's how Pitts got open on the touchdown. So in-game adjustment sideline, we knew they'd come back to it. Just had to widen my vision and play with the ball was there. Shout out to TJ man for getting the ball out and making them throw an errant pass, and that's how we capitalized.
And it seemed exactly you knew that was coming. Out.
Yeah, exactly knew it was coming. Once I seen the guy wheeling up the sideline, I knew.
Nice
what he
follow-up
wanted.
Question, Richie. That's pretty much what he said in the answer. Anyways, Malzie, you had a point?
That felt a little NSC to me right there. I felt like I was in Dante's shoes there for a second. I will give him extra points for the return because he had that ball out there like it was displaying a prize fish for a second, but then he tucked it like you should there, and I thought underrated just given the way the game was going to go so far down the field on a return to basically make a field goal a guarantee off of that. I just thought the return was super impressive. Their secondary looked good, which is easy when you're putting the quarterback on his ass and making him uncomfortable, but just nice business-like stuff, and it fully canceled out the dropped INT and the one penalty that he had.
I mean, along with the pick, obviously that's the highlight, and that put them in a great situation to
had a couple
finish
PDUs,
off the
right?
game. Yeah, two very big ones that I noticed watching back. I remembered them. I couldn't remember at what point they happened, but yeah, I mean, there was one pretty early on.
You got his fingertips
that was like,
on it?
All right, like maybe I shouldn't doubt the guy so much here.
That was a pass that was behind. I want to say it was London or somebody else, but he probably would have caught it, and Jackson made a terrific like break back on the ball to get there.
And what was Deontay Johnson's stat line
two
in the 47-10 loss to the Saints? 2 for 19.
On 6 targets. Yeah, week 1 trade winner, Pittsburgh Steelers.
My honorable mentions for Donnie. Deshaun Elliott. That dude showed up.
I liked him, too.
Had an interception, was involved in some tackles. Very visible in the game. And this one comes from a former Steeler.
Okay.
Who watched the All-22. He said, I have good news for you, guy. For you guys. Hayward is all the way back. Didn't have any what he would call splash Tomlin plays. But as the PFF guys like, go watch his reps. He pretty much won every
he
one
and Montrevious
in that game.
Didn't have a splash play. He and Monty Adams
well,
almost
right.
killed Kirk Cousins.
Yeah,
yeah
I felt like Adams got there first. Though.
Adams
I know
did
go,
get there
they
first.
They did, but Hayward,
Hayward
piled
finished
on.
Him off.
I don't think he needed to, though. Cousins was turtling like a little baby.
I do
baby.
Think Cam looked
he looked
really
good.
Good.
Really quick here, two individual honorable mention plays. One everyone saw, and then I feel like one I was the only person to really like note it, which maybe means I'm wrong. Peyton Wilson absolutely saved a touchdown on that play to Robinson early. He was going to go in. That's yep. one of the most gifted open field guys in the league. Wilson made a very good play. And then another Bijan play. On the series that ended with that interception that that Jackson had, I honestly think Queen getting off of a block and getting to Bijan Robinson and bringing him down, it was still a good gain on the play. I think it saves a touchdown there.